Revelation 13, verse 8, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we do thank you this morning for your word. Lord, we thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, that through putting our faith and trust in him, we can have eternal life. Ask, Lord, that you would be with each of us this morning. Open the hearts and minds of each one here. Take their minds off of the worldly problems. And, Lord, place them upon you. Lord, we do pray that if there's one here today that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that today they would accept you. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 13 is where I want to go to, and it's going to be this one little phrase, really, that's in that verse that really jumped out at me. It says, "His hour was come." Now, we read 13:8, "Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." That will happen one day. It hadn't yet. There's a lot of people ignore the fact of who Jesus is. A lot of people really don't care who Jesus is. A lot of people blaspheme him on a daily basis. But one day, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But you know, Jesus, it said he was in 13:8 of Revelation that he was slain before the foundations of the world. You see, this plan God had didn't just pop up all of a sudden and God look and say, "Oops, we got problems." You know, he had this from the beginning. Well, why in the world would he go ahead and create the world knowing that he's going to have to send his son to die? That's called love. You see, all that was planned ahead of time. He loved us so much that he made the plans before it had to happen. Galatians 4 says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law." Now, I'm not going to go into all of the prophecy about that, but God is a God of specifics, and he's a God of timing. When the fullness of time come, and that has a lot to do with the Gentiles and prophecies of Daniel and many other prophets, when that time had got there, God sent Jesus. You see, he couldn't do it 100 years prior to that. It had to be right then and there, that day. That's when it had to be, the day that God had time. See, God has a set time, or you can call it a definite time, for things to happen, things to be fulfilled. Like I said, he don't just sit there and all of a sudden say, "Well, that turned out to be a mess. What we're going to do now?" You know. Listen, he's got it all under control, and he has a timing for all of these things. Genesis 6:3, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. You see, now we've got the blessing that we're able to look at the Bible and say, "Well, what was the matter with them nuts back there before the flood? They had 120 years to get it right through Noah's preaching. Why didn't they get it right?" Listen, they didn't get to read all that. You see, they didn't have what we have. We have the Holy Bible. We have the complete Word of God. We can actually read it and we can see that, well, yeah, they should have got that right. But God had a set time. Now, they didn't know it at that time. Noah had no idea. God said, "Noah, this is what I want you to do." You see, God shows up and he said, "The world's wicked, it's disgusting," much like it is today. And he said, "You know, I am fed up with this. I'm going to destroy mankind." And I love these words. It says, "Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Woo! man, I am thankful for God's grace. Amen. Because listen, God's grace is the reason I got eternal life. His mercy is the reason I got eternal life. That love that He had is the reason I have eternal life. Because, hey, He didn't have to. He could have said, you know what, I'm done with this. Let's just start all over. But He didn't. And then He told Noah, He said, I want you to build an ark. And I'm sure Noah said, a what? You know, I want you to build an ark. It's going to float on the water. I'm sure He probably told him all about it. And Noah did. Spent 120 years. And during that time, preached and told people, listen, God's going to destroy this world. You've got to come on this ark. You've got to trust God. But you know what? They all looked at him like, you old fool. What's the matter with you? It ain't never rained before. What is rain? See, it had never rained it up to that time. Everything was watered by the dew. It still is in Mississippi, but it rains too. Man, I won't even go there. See, God brought His wrath and His judgment to a wicked world. He has a timing for it. He set a time on these guys right before the flood. That's the way God works. He doesn't just accidental things take place. God's got it all laid out for the way He wants. Now listen, I want you to remember something. God doesn't exist in time. Time does not control God, okay? God made time. He created time. He lives outside of time. Time has nothing to do with Him. He has all to do with timing, though. Now that you're real confused, that works. Listen, God sets things up, and that's the way it's going to work. There's some things set up in motion that God put it in motion, and it just happens that way. Any of you ever got up one morning and the sun just didn't ever show up? No. You may not have could have saw it because of the clouds, but you knew the day came. You knew the sun come up. You know, Sammy told me, we were talking about the time change. I said, what happened to the time change deal? Well, I got here this morning, it was dark. Sunday before that, when the time changed, I got here and it was light. I'm like, you know, I never understood time change anyways. Like I told you, I think already, the Indian chief, he said when they told him about the time change, he said only a white man would cut the top off of a blanket, a foot off the blanket, sew it to the bottom, and think he's got a bigger blanket. You know, it all works out. But you see, the sun come up. God set things in motion, and it happens every single day. You know, God said, they're all worried about the global warming. We're all going to freeze in a million years, or we're all going to burn up one way or the other. They told my dad when he was a youngster that in a million years, the world was going to freeze. He said people went home crying. I mean, in a million years, who's going to care? But if you read the Bible, you'll find out none of that is true. The Bible says as long as the earth is here, there will be seasons. There will be summer, winter, fall, spring. The sun will come up. The sun will go down. Food will grow. The Bible says so. He told Noah that in Genesis. He said all of this is going to keep happening. We ain't got to worry about a global warming. That's just hogwash to make somebody money, and it ain't me. You know, God had a time that was set for Sodom and Gomorrah. He shows up at to see what's his name, Abraham, shows up there with his two bodyguards, I always call them. He sits down, he talks to Abraham, he's got his angels there with him, and they're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. They had a set timing. And they go down there. God said, now this is what you got to do, boys. You got to go down here. You got to get Lot. You got to get his family out, all that will come with him, and get outside the city because it's going to happen. They had a set timing. They had to take care of the problem. So they go and they take care of the problem. Be it they had to drag him out of there. That's sad. But they did. They had to drag him out of there. I got a feeling when the rapture happens here, you know, the great catching away, that there's going to be people hanging on to stuff trying to stay here because they've done got so comfortable. You know, it's sad, but that's the way that works. God even told Abraham, he says in Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed. Now this is God's words. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Now if you go read that account, Sarah laughed. God said, how come she laughed? She said, I didn't laugh. He said, you did too. She argued with him. But he said, at a set time, you're going to have a child. She was way past childbearing age. And she thought, sure. But listen, nothing's impossible with God. But he had a set timing. It would not have worked if she'd have gotten pregnant and had a child at 30 years old. It would not work. It was on God's timing. You know, when the fullness of time came, the prophets, Daniel and all of them, it was time for Christ to come into the world to redeem mankind. About 33 and a half years later, he died on a cross. Now, we've got 2 Sundays from now. That'll be when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. John 13, when you read it, you need to understand that was hours, just hours before he went to the cross. And he said, Jesus knew that his hour was come. Now, I got a question for you. If I told you, we'll change it this way. You go to the doctor tomorrow morning because you get up and you don't feel good. And the doctor says, Larry, I hate to tell you this, but this afternoon you're going to be done. It's over. You know, what do you need to do? You think about that. What do you need to change in your life? If you knew that your life was about to end, you know that song, I can't stand the guy because he wears his cowboy hat flat in the back. Tim McGraw. He has this song about some guy found out he's dying, so he went out and he rode a bull, and he done this and done that. You know what I'm going to do the first thing? If I knew that tomorrow it was over with, I'm going to say, God, are me and you okay? I ain't worried about going riding a bull. Trust me, I've been there. It ain't near what it's cut out. Bronx ain't either. That's the reason I limp. You see, we need to make sure that we're right with God. Amen. See, Jesus knew that his hour had come. Jesus, if you remember, his mom says at the wedding in Canaan, hey, these guys need something to drink. He said, woman, my hour's not yet come. But you know what? Jesus knew that night his hour had come. He knew it was done. It was about to be the arrest, and it was about to go into the beatings that he was going to endure. But he knew that his hour had come. Now, I used to think off and on, boy, I sure would like to know how things are going to be tomorrow. But you know, the more I think on that, the less I want to know what things are going to be tomorrow. Because I'll let tomorrow take care of itself. So the big question in your life, Jesus is going to come back. He died on the cross. He was put in a grave. And he rose again in 3 days. By the way, He gave his life. They didn't take it from him. They didn't force him to lay on that cross. He could have called 10,000 angels, but to be honest with you, he wouldn't have had to call nobody. All he had to do was say, it's done. I'm done with this. And it would have all ended. He'd have went right back to glory. But he didn't. He stuck it out. For who? For us. He went all the way to the end. But the question is, are you ready? Are you ready? There's two things going to happen in your life, guaranteed. If you're saved, if you know the Lord Jesus, one of these days, he's going to appear in the clouds and he's going to call us all home. He's going to call the saved out of here. The Bible says so. You can read it in 1 Corinthians 15. You can read it in, I think it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 or 4. I can't remember now. But you can read all about it. It says he calls us all home. We're out of here. Gone. There's one other thing that's going to happen. You're going to die. There ain't nothing you can do to change it. I'm going to die if the rapture don't happen, because that little death, I guess you can call it, will be so quick I won't know it anyway. But one of these days, that appointment will come. My hour will come when it will be, look, he ain't going to make it long. If my wife and kids are still around, they'll call him in. They'll come in there and sling snot for me and cry. And, you know, he's dying. And you don't need to worry about it, because I'll be happy. I know they won't. Well, some of them might, but... But all jokes aside, one day it will come that we're going to leave this world. One way or the other, death or the rapture. And then the very next thing, we'll either be going to a judgment seat of Christ, or he'll judge all the saved. Not for your sins, by the way. You can't be judged for your sins. They've been paid for it. We're going to be judged on the wasted time. And there's a great white throne judgment. You don't even want to be at that one. Because there ain't no appeals there. But are you ready? Are you ready in either direction to meet the Lord? Because it can happen at any given time. I told them this morning at the homeless, we had three profess salvation, amen. But I told them this morning, I said, listen. I said, you think this is bad life here? Yeah, it's a bad life. And I'm sure it is for those guys. Whether they make it their life or not, it's a rough life. But I said, I'm going to tell you something. If the Lord comes back today and you're not saved, I said, you ain't even seen what rough is. Because of what I read in here, the tribulation period, I don't want to be here. Man, it's going to be bad, bad. Ask yourself that. Will you still be here? Will you go to heaven? If I die today, I'll ask you real simple. If I die today, sometime before tonight's service, will I see you in heaven one day? You need to make sure of that. Let's stand. Brother Philip, would you come up and play a song? Every head bowed and every eye closed.